following speech is made by the President at Huntington, Oregon, May the 10th, 1950.
The President of the United States.
Thank you very much for this cordial reception. On this trip across the country, I've been passing through some very interesting scenery along the old Oregon Trail. I've been glad to see the signs of increasing industrialization in eastern Oregon, because I know that the more diversified your economy is, the better off you'll be. One matter in Oregon that concerns me is your farm situation. Since 1948, there's been a decline in farm income in Oregon, and there has been a decline in farm income all over the nation. This decline has been nothing like the disastrous drop in farm prices which occurred after the First World War, because our farm program has cushioned the downward trend. The laws we've passed since 1933 have kept this decline in farm prices from turning into farm depression. There's a floor under farm prices. Our farm program has kept the markets reasonably steady and completely free from panic. We have farm credit institutions to prevent the drying up of credit which farmers must have. The rural electrification program has helped make farming more efficient and farm living much more pleasant. But there are still some serious inadequacies in our farm law. We must take positive steps to reverse the downward trend in farm income. We should add some perishables to the priority list along with the other basic commodities. That's especially important here in Oregon, where you produce many perishable commodities for which there is no adequate price support present. Obviously, we can't store up meat, milk, fruit, and things like that as we store up wheat and cotton. Loans and purchases work fine for wheat, but they don't work well for crops that are perishable. That's why we should use the method of production payment to support perishables. I feel now that it is high time to pay more attention to farm income in sections as I see them, and to ask your cooperation and support in carrying through the program, which I think is for the welfare of this great republic and for the welfare of the whole world.